ninth paragraph, from third Mishnah, Elo Loi Hayu Psulim HaKadosh. So now we have examples of Psulim that were not the Kodesh, Areveya Vanilva, an animal that had relations with a human being, Vamukta, something was set aside for an animal was set aside for Vadizara, Vanevad, if it was worshipped, Esnan Mechir, if it was an Esnan, it was given in exchange for a woman who was for the services of a Zayna, or Mechir, it was given in exchange for a dog, Vakilaim, it was it's offspring of two different animals, like a goat and a sheep. They had an offspring. That offspring is possible to call them a trefa. It's a trefa. It's a dyphen. It was not born in natural fashion. Caesarean section. Bali mumin. All these korbanos im olu yeldu. Some of these korbanos, yeah, like the kilayim, the hekdesh wasn't even chal properly on the kilayim. So surely tiri. Yeah. Rabbi Kiva marshir v'bali mumim. He says that a baal mum that ola lo yirid. It doesn't mean that you can be makrivid lachatchila, but ola lo yirid. Lachananya, skana koinim oimer, doicho ya abbas baal mum meal gamiz bech. His father, not passing over the kiva, and he held that a baal mum is not a psula bekoidish, it's something in the animal itself, it's not in the hakrovas of the korban. Therefore, his father would take them off the mizbech, even if they went up to the mizbech.